Okay, today Dav is Trumas Daf Pei Beis, and we are on Pei Beis Amud Aleph on the second line. So we're speaking about the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one that has the more flexible definition of and Shita of what to do with Truma that is Safik Tamei and Safik Tahar. And we had a machlokas whether he outright holds that you could just burn it. Whenever you have Safik Truma that's Safik Tamei, Safik Tahar, you could just burn it. Or are there limitations? We had a discussions of Rav Yossi and Rabbi Meir about Rabbi Yeshua, all the different shitas that we've had over the past couple of days. So the last shita that we spoke about, Rabbi Mana went to Caesarea and he heard that Rabbi Chizkiya, in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Rabbi Meir says you could just burn it, b'chol makom. So we asked, is that even if there's a suffik tuma durabanan, even if it's a suffik tuma durabanan, or is it only Dvar Torah? And the answer was, well, it must be Drabana, because it's even in a case of Nitmeis b'Mador Shel Goyim. Mador Shel Goyim are the houses of the idolaters that used to possibly bury their miscarriages in their house under their dirt floor. So that's the Mishnah at the end of Ahalos, and that is a possible Tumah Drabanan, and therefore you see that it is even Drabanan. And we quoted a Brisa that quoted a Machlokas about this between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. And we'd rather not say that it's three Shitas. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says you can burn it even for Drabanan, and Rabbi Meir only holds Daraisa. And the Tanakama says you can't burn it at all. We'd rather not say that. We'd rather say straight that Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Okay, so we continue second line. Rav Huna b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Meir Sarif Tuluya b'shar Yemos Hashana. Right, Rabbi Meir says this every day of the year, not just Erev Pesach, where you have the other pressure of, oh, it's going to get burned anyway. So it's not just Safek Tamei, but you're going to burn it because it's Chametz. So that's not the only factor. Every day he would say that you could burn it. Says the Gemara, quoting the Brisa that we had yesterday already, or the day before, Vahadatani Truma Tluya Vitmeya. Remember this Brisa we had? If you have Truma Tsafik, Tamei Tsafik Tamei, and Tmeya, Sarfin also Erev Shabbos, Imchashecha, Divrei Meir. In the case when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and it's challenging when to eat Shalashuddis, and it's also challenging when to sell the Chametz, and it's also challenging when to destroy the Chametz, so Rabbi Meir says, do it late, late, late in the day on Friday afternoon. Right, not Friday morning when you burn the rest of the chametz, but you burn it late in the day on Friday. So we noted that why would Rameer say you have to burn it late in the day? If Safek Tameh, Safek Tahar, Truma could be burned every day of the year whenever you want, so why would you have to wait till late in the day? On Erev Pesach. The Chacham say, no, you could burn it in his time, you could burn it Shabbos morning. To Shabbos morning, because remember the Chachamim say that you can burn it anyway. You don't have to burn it. You can destroy it in any way. But what do you see from there? Says the Gemara of Yisro B'Shachris, why don't we say you can burn it in the morning? Like other Chametz, doesn't that show that Rabbi Meir Shita is more limited than we thought? Rabbi Meir Shita is more limited? And the Gemara answers, no, as we said yesterday, a couple of answers that we suggested. Let's just do them again. Tiftar, this one we didn't have. We did have. Bishitzatzel velo saraf. I don't remember. Maybe he was just lazy. You're right, he could have burned it in the morning. But it's saying that he could even burn it late in the day, meaning he doesn't hold like the Rabbanan who say you could even wait until the next morning, Shabbos morning, and destroy it in any way. No. Rabbeir says if you didn't get to it the whole day, you know, it could be a very busy day. He says nisatzel, which is a negative. You know, it's he was lazy. It could mean that he was just very busy. Very busy. It's Erev Pesach. It's the Erev Shabbos. So that's all the Bryce is saying, that if it ended up being late in the day, he can. Teitul Chal proved to you that it's not a case, it's not a halachic delay, but it's just that he happened to delay. Why? Shehu Kane. Because we have, look at the Ma'arav Folda's Girsa here, Ditaninan Temeya, Velotaninan Shachris. Right, what did the Brisa say? You burn Truma Teluya and Truma Temeya late in the day. Truma Temeya, you definitely don't have to wait till late in the day. Truma Temeya, you could definitely do in the morning. And yet it says you burn it in the afternoon. So it must be, you just didn't get to it. It must be, you didn't get to it. Elavade, it must be in Shinis Atzel Mairi. Velo Shinis Atzel, Bishinis Atzel, Velo Saraf. Mustn't this be talking about a case where you just didn't get to it? Because it even says it about the Vadai Tameh. So if it applies by the Vadai Tameh, so do by the Safik Tameh. That is answer number one. And answer number two, this one we had already, when we had this earlier. Amar of Abba Mari, Achuid Reb Yossi. Tiftar shenolad la tuma ba'osa shah. Maybe you'd only have this Safik Tumah, Safik Tahara later in the day. And that's why. So you can't prove anything from this Brisa that Ira Meir is limited. He holds you have to wait till the late afternoon. No. He doesn't say that. It's a case where either he didn't get to it or it only became Tumah late in the afternoon. Okay, 2 points. Number one, Atzlus, Bishenis Atzel. Right, so the pashtus again. I said maybe it means that he was busy, but nisatzel means laziness. That is the first mida that the Ramchal says that we have to conquer. The first mida that we have to conquer. Masil Sisharim, we know, has the tachlis and the steps of how we're supposed to live our lives in terms of spiritual perfection, based on the Brisa quoted. I think it's in Avodah Zarah around Av Chaf. He quotes at the end of the Hagdama, the end of the Perek that talks about, you know, what the goal is. Here it is at the end of the Hagdama Samachaber before Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph is Chovas Adna Bolamo. But right before that, he quotes Mikana Repinchas Ben Yoyer, Torah Mivele De Zihirus, Zihirus Mivele De Zrizus, Zrizus Mivele De Nikius. And he continues. So Zrizus is all the way at the beginning. Zahirus is preventing the negative, and Zrizus is the positive. That's the opposite of Atzlus. Says the Mesul Sisharim, as we know, he has three or four prakim about every midah. Bebiur midas as Zrizus. When I talk about the mitzvah of the midah of Zrizus, v'zeh ki kemoshet tzorach pikchus gal davashkaf haraba lehi natzel mi mokshi hayetzer ulehi mali min hara. Just like we have to have a very deep and strong and clear focus to make sure that we don't do any averos or sins. Not just to not do averos, but to be careful to jump on the possibility and opportunity to do mitzvahs. Ki kemoshe misaviv u'mishal yetzar b'tach balosav. Just like the yetzar tries lahapila sa'adam in mechmoro sachet, he tries to get us to fall into sin. So too, he tries to get us to miss mitzvos, to miss them. Vitira, and here he says, kiteva. Anybody had difficulty getting up this morning because it was a late night last night? Kiteva ha'adam kaved ma'od. Our nature is to be literally heavy, heavy. Ki afrius hachomrius gas. Alkein lo yachpos adam b'torach u'malacha. Who wants to work hard? You know, it's not natural. Umisha wrote to lezakos lavodas abor yisparach. If somebody wants to be zocha in avodas Hashem, you got to be a gibor. You have to be strong. You have to overcome the natural state. You know who created the snooze button? The Yetzirah. Right? That's perfect. Like what? That's the opposite of the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Yizgaber ka'ari. Jump out of bed. Jump out of bed, press the snooze. That's the opposite. Sorakshi is gaber negativo atzmo vizgaber vizdaris. Shimhu meniach atzmo biyad kveduso vadehu shalo yetzliach. That's what the Tana says, right? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Havi az kanomer, kal kanesher, ratz katzvi, gibar kari. To do ratzon Hashem. V'chimanu chachamim, b'dor mazvichim chizuk. Therefore, Shlomo HaMelech talks about atzlos and mishle. Ma'at shneinos, ma'at tnumos, ma'at chibuk, lidan lashkov. V'chulu, hinei ha'atzel. And he continues. But that's the, so we have to focus, I'll stay here, the Mishlein Perach of Dalet. I'll stay ish atzel avarti, v'akerem adam chaser lev. I pass by a field of a lazy person, and it has thorns and things growing there, and we have to accomplish. Our goal of life is to try to overcome that. It's natural. It's natural to feel tired and heavy, but we have to do to be like, to jump out of bed and to, not only out of bed, but in life itself. I once heard, I think Rabbi Bitterman quoted this in one of his svarim, that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, you have to be az like a namer, and kal like a nesher, and rutz kitzvi. Why doesn't the Mishnah just say, be az and kal and rutz and gibor? What do we need the animals for? What do the animals help us in our illustration? So he quoted, does the tzvi wake up one morning and I think I'm going to be a runner today? I think, well, I'll decide, I'm not sure, but Ratz Katzvi. You think so? Does the Ari wake up and say, is today a Gvura day? Should I be a Gibor today? Should I not? No, the animals don't wake up and make decisions. It's part of their natural makeup. It's part of their essence. That's what we have to be. We have to try to make it as part of our essence, part of our natural makeup to be like these animals who have it as their part of their makeup. Okay, a little bit about Atzlus, right? About this person who was Nisatzel and didn't burn his Suffolk Truma, Suffolk Tamitar or Vaday Tumah earlier in the day. The other point to mention, again, this came up yesterday also, and maybe the day before, is this Machlokas or Meir and the Chachamim that we have in the Mishnah. Our Meir says you have to burn it. You have to burn it on Erev Pesach. Remember, this is Erev Pesach Shcholias B'Shabbos, so you can't burn it on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach. You're not going to say Asi Dochalosa say here. Burning the chametz is a mitzvah daraisa, and that can be docha Shabbos. No, it's not a mitzvah that you have to do that day. So that's why you can burn it on Erev. And the Chachamim say Bizmana. The Chachamim say you can burn it. You can get rid of it Shabbos morning, which means why? Because the Rabbanan say that you don't have to burn it. You could just throw it to the wind, and that you can do on Shabbos. Right? And that is the Machlokas Tanoim. We know the first Mishnah in the second Parakim Sachim has the Machlokas Tanoim. How does one have to get rid of Chametz? Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein bi'er Chametz ala b'sreifa. You have to burn it. You have to burn it, and the Chachamim say, Af b'far v'zor la ruach o mata layam. The Chachamim say, no, you could crumple it up and throw it to the wind or throw it into the sea. Machlokas. So we think that's just and what do we hold, by the way? We paska mikra din like the Chachamim. You could destroy it in any way. L'chadchila, we try to do like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And that's why most of Klal Yisrael, we burn our chametz on Erev Pesach, but whatever we have left, or whatever, if it's Erev Pesach, Klal Yisrael, Shabbos, so then we can get rid of it in any way. There is a problem with the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel of Elchas Chametz U'Matzah that one does not get Malkus for Bal Yerabba Yimatzah if one does nothing. If I just have chametz in my house and I don't get rid of it, I don't get Malkus because that's a lav Sheva Maisa. Right? If I bought chametz on Pesach, then I did a Maisa, right? This is one of those few that depend what you did, then you're going to get Malkus because it is a lav Sheva Maisa. But if Hayelah chametz kodem Pesach, bought Pesach below B.R.O., Elenicha Bershuso, Avabi She'eno Avar Hashne Lavim, Eno Loka Mishim Shalo Asa Maisa. Vikfar Hikshu, Far Hikshu Esrab Chayim, in his Gracha LaRambam. Eich loke klal. You want to say, oh, if you bought chametz, you did a maisa, so it's lav sheyish b'maisa. She should get chametz for that. But it's also a lav anita glase, isn't it? It's a lav anita glase. It's a lav that you fix by doing the assay, and you don't get malchus for that either. Gneva is a lav she nita glase, because you can fix it by returning the Geneva. So, fine, according to the Rambam, it's a lav she'en b'maisa, therefore you shouldn't get Malkus if you don't do anything. And if you did something, you should get Malkus. But there's another reason you should be potter from Malkus. And that's because it is a lav hanita klas A, right? Burning the chametz. So, Reb Chaim develops the idea. And it's also to answer a kasha of Reb Kiv Eger on the tour. And that is, there's a fundamental difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, in terms of whether you have to destroy your chametz with burning or anyway. It's not just two ways to, same on the saying of the mitzvah, two ways to do it. No. The fact that you have to burn it or the fact that you have to just get rid of it in any way shows two different understandings of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. V'nira delodomia mitzvah shel Tashbisu, tashbasoso b'chal davar le'mitzvah sreifa. The mitzvah Tashbisu b'sha'arei hashbasos Havi ikur ha-mitzvah shalo yeilabaylam chametz. We might call this result-oriented or maisa-oriented. If you say you can destroy chametz in any way, you know what the essence of the mitzvah is? Make sure you don't have chametz in your house. It's the result. Doesn't matter how. Just make sure there's no chametz in your house. That's not a lav hanita glaasei, right? Because that's a result-oriented. Masha'enkin mitzvah so b'sreifa havi mitzvah shechayel b'hachefza shal chametz. The chal bo din sreifa. But if you have to burn it, that's because you have to burn it. And it's the maisa. It's that the destiny of this item is to be burned. Ule inya, and then he quotes one nafkamina, and then he says, Lufizeh, miyushavim devi arambam. When you get malchus on a bali rabbi, you might say, why? Because we paskin, hashpazasa b'chol davar. Delo chashav lavanita glasei, mishub desfir le dachtash bisu ikaro iser asei, shalo yihiyeh lo chametz, v'avi kamo kol dvarim o asurim ba'asei v'lo zasei, delo avinita glasei. Right, you know, that's hashpazos b'chol davar. It's not focused on so much to do something. Make sure there is no chametz in your house. That's not enough to label it as a lav anita glasei. That's why that's not going to be a reason to potter you from malchus. And if you buy chametz, you're going to get malchus. Masha'enkein, if you would have said that the mitzvah is to burn the chametz, that's a mitzvah begufa chefetz, pshita, that would be anita glasei, like srefas no serve chadome, and then you would say it is a ptur malchus. Again, he answers a question of Akiva Eger along the way, but that's the machlokas. Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim, that's partly behind this machlokas, Rabbi Meir. Remeir the Chacham, Remeir talks about burning it, and the Chacham say no, Bizman, you can even do it on Shabbos. Okay, we got to talk about two issues, Atzlus and Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim. We continue. Amar Rebbe Yochanan. Amar Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Yochanan says as follows. Again, we're, this parak we'll be talking about, Shitas of burning, when are you allowed to burn chametz that is possibly tamei? Or, remember the beginning of the Mishnayos? What about chametz that's about to become ruined? Remember we had a case of truma, the second case of the Mishnah. Truma, perfect truma, that's falling into chametz tameya. Are you allowed to bring tamei kelim that you have right here? Do you have to run down the block and get a tahar kli? Right, that's our issue. So, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua, for Rabbi Shimon, shneim amru davar echad. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Shimon say the same thing. The same shita. What's Rabbi Yeshua? What's Rabbi Shimon? So Rabbi Yeshua is our Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah, right? What does Rabbi Yeshua say? You can bring the Tamei Kalim, right, back into the beginning. Where is it? Ayin Dalid. Ayin Dalid, right, says the, no, that's the next Mishnah that we have after the, Mayim Bluyim. Ayin Tess. Ayin Tess. So what does Rabbi Yeshua say? Am I saying about the second case? Rabbi Yeshua says, Im Yochal Atzel, we met Ravias Petara Yatzel, Vim Lav. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Teirid, V'tasame, V'aytamen, Abiyadav. And Rabbi Yeshua says, in those cases, Lozu Truma Shani Musar Alea, but Milatama. Elamila Achla. Rabbi Yeshua says, you can bring the Tamei Kalim. Meaning, once something is about to get ruined, you can violate, because that is, it doesn't apply in that case. So, Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm going to connect this sheet of Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, elsewhere, Rabbi Shimon says, if you have, bring it to Bechoros. Barafolda quotes it here, right? Bechor she'ach sudam. We know there's an isser de'oraisa of being a matel mum bekachim. But I'm not allowed to put a mum, make a, I have a carbon I'm going to sacrifice. Why would I ever want to be matel mum bekachim? A bechor. Remember, bechor is the only carbon, right? If it's a firstborn animal, it's automatically hektish. It's the only one that if it gets a mum kavua, a permanent mum, now belongs to the, it goes to the kohen. And the Kohen can keep it, and it's his animal. Every other carbon is called Psulei HaMukdashim. And it's carbon, and it has limits. You're not allowed to be makrovit, but you can sell it, and it has limits what you're allowed to do with it. But a Bechor, it automatically basically becomes Chulin. So therefore, the Mishnah is there in Bechor is talking about that the Kohanim were Chashudim to, you know, put Mumin in the animals. Oh, look what happened. It woke up with this cut in its ear. But one is not allowed to do that. But the Mishnah talks about what if you have an animal that's a bechor that's about to die. It's very, very sick. It's about to die. I want to bloodlet it to help it out. I want to like take some blood out in order that it doesn't die. But by bloodletting it, there's a good chance, maybe vadai, but it's a good chance I'm going to cause the animal to become a balmum because of the cut that I'm going to make it. Am I allowed to do that? The animal is going to die anyway. When it dies, it's not going to be a carbon. Right, it's not going to be a carbon, it's going to be a nevela. So am I allowed to do this anyway? So this is kind of similar. The truma is falling into chulin tameya anyway. Am I allowed to be matami that truma before it falls in? Rabbi Yeshua says yes, because it's already going to be lost. So here too. So Rabbi Yochanan connects. Rabbi Shimon Shita. So you see the marafolda. Bechar shoch sodam. A bechar that's having a seizure and it's very sick. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Yakizulo. You can bloodlet him. Afal pisha ose bomum. Even though he's going to have a mum. Kivan shoch sodam. Since he's in that state of illness. Vaholeg li'ibud. He's going to die anyway. Mutter lahatil bomum. Right, you can put a mum on him to try to save his life. Kimo chavishnia sholechas li butchamuter. Just like case two of our Mishnah. Remember, you have the perfect chuma falling into the chulin tamein. It's about to get lost, so you're allowed to do something at least to save some of it, or at least not to protect your chulin from becoming tamei. There's no isser of being ibut chuma here. So here too, there's no isser of being matul mum bakachim in this case. So Rabbi Yochanan says, put the shittas together. Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Shimon say the same thing. And we're gonna have three shittas here. Rabbi Ila. Rabbi Ila says, not so fast. Rabbi Shimon de Bechoros, Rabbi Yeshua de Trumos, Lohadin Modi Ladein, Lohadin Modi Ladein. I don't think you have to put them together. I think each one might not agree with the other one. Right? Each one might agree with the other. Why not? What's the difference? Sounds pretty similar. Right? In both cases, the Bechor is about to become, die, and the Truma is about to become Tameh. So the Marasilio explains. Da'ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shimon Hassam on the left side, di Shavik Le Mayis. When does Rabbi Shimon say over there? He says the animal's going to die. The animal's going to die. It's going to be worthless. So that's why you could bloodlet it and make a mum. Aval hacha lo gabi chavis. Shema yavo Eliyahu yitarena. What's going to happen here? Your truma is going to fall in and become tamei. Maybe Eliyahu Navi will come tomorrow and say it's really tar. And, you know, maybe something will happen. But he's not going to do tchias amesa on the animals. That I don't think. Right? So, that's why maybe Rabbi Shimon would only see Shita there and not there, and not here. And the other way, V'yadkan lokam Rabbi Yeshua hacha, and Rabbi Yeshua only says it here, Elo bigrama, Shemenicha b'makam haturfa. The first case, where you leave it in an open place. V'gorim latoma, aval hasam to be a dayim krabanat svirale. I guess he's comparing it to the first case, and not the second case. But either way, Rabbi Ela says, I don't think you should put these two together. And number Rabbi Zeira says maybe in one direction. Mistavra, Rabbi Shimon, Modi, the Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon over there would be Modi to Rabbi Yeshua here. Why? Maybe because here it's Hefsin Meruba, right? All your chulin is going to become ruined. Rabbi Yeshua, la Modi, the Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yeshua over there wouldn't be Modi to Rabbi Shimon because there's no Hefsin, right? That's how Rabbi Chaim Kadyevsky explains it. Uma hasan deleka latayma de Hefsin. Over there where there's no issue of Hefsin, the animal's going to die anyway. Savar de eno choshes lakizdam. You don't have to worry about the bloodletting. Viafa pishamatu bomum. Even though you putting a mum, call shekein hacha, tika hefset chulin, surely here. If he allows it over there, he'd matter it over here. But if he matters it over here, maybe not over there. Okay, stop there for a moment, but before we return over, the isra being matal mum bekachim, we know is an isra adaraisa. According to many, according to the way we understand it, it could even be, we were just talking about this in the Rav Chaim, that there are maisa-oriented and focused averis, and there are result-oriented averis. So, and the two nafkaminas that the Gemara often brings, is something focused on the act or focused on the result? Number one, grama. Indirect. Is this avera usur to do midoraisa indirectly? We know Hilchos Shabbos, doing something grama makes it drabanan. But there are some averas that even if I do it indirectly, maybe I could be usur doraisa because the isur is the result. This is the result. That's one grama. Or what about amir la'akum? Amir la'akum, asking a goy to do it. So there are a number of averas that come into this discussion. Sirus, castrating an animal. That could be result-oriented and not just maisa. And therefore, even giving the animal to a goy. Right? And the goy does the act. But I know, so that could be a problem. That could be a problem. That's why sometimes if somebody need an animal to be neutered, you got to really sell it to a goy. That also, it's a difficult parsha. That's one. But another one is, Beitza Chavzayin, Matal Mum B'Kachim. The Gemara says, let's say a Kohen has a great idea. He's not going to pick a mum. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put this sheep amongst all the other sheep in the field. I'm just going to put a little mushy cookie behind his ear and send him in to the place where all the other animals are. Some of the other animals, I'm guessing, might smell the cookie, might come over and nibble on the cookie, and while they're nibbling on the cookie, they might nibble on this animal's ear too. Oh, he got a mum. I guess the animal does not have any more kedusha, and I'm allowed to have it for a barbecue tonight. Right? So we're worried that the Kohen is going to do that. That's what the Gemara says. Beitza. Minayin, shalo yigrom lo al yedei davar acher, shalo yavi batzik, don't bring dough, o dvela, v'yaniach lo agabi ha'ozen, kedei sheyavo hakela v'yitzlenu. How do you know you're not allowed to do that? Tamilomar komum! Komum, it's included in the pasuk, meaning part of the Issa Daraisa. What do you mean? It says grama. It's indirect. Doesn't matter. Indirect could be a problem as well. Okay, there's others. Ibud, Shem Hashem. Right, there's a big discussion in the poskim a couple of decades ago. Big discussion in the poskim. Rav Hutner asked this to Rav Moshe in one of the Igros Moshe's letters in the 1950s. Right, there was a case, Rahman al-Aslan, there was a person that had an illness that was very contagious and they were going to quarantine him. And in the, whatever he brought into the hospital was going to have to be burned. Whatever he brings to the hospital, he's going to get out in 2 weeks, he's going to have to be burned. What is the halacha about bringing his tefillin into the hospital? Can he bring his tefillin into the hospital knowing that in 2 weeks from now, it was going to have to be, you know, burned? That's a serious shayla. Every day you miss tefillin is a bit to lasay. So what do you say? So many posts where Moshe, so maybe it's totally on a machlokas balamar Ramban about do you ishtab echamime, do you focus on the here and the now? Right now he's a mitzvah tefillin. Right? Or do you say that? No! You have to worry about the future. So Rav Moshe, Rav Asher Weiss also writes in the Minchas Asher that that would be Asher. It's also what, because it's result oriented. Any situation where you are going to cause, even causing, could be included in the Issa Daraisa. Even causing that, and therefore it's result oriented. So too, the Issa of Matal Mumbakachim might be causing. There is an interesting shita of the Rambam. What about Bizman Azeh? Is there an Issa Daraisa right now where there's enough karbanas walking around? But let's say we did, right? The only carbon, hopefully nobody's being mocked, is their karbanas. But let's say you have a bechor. Let's say you have a bechor walking around today. That could happen. We try not to have that. Already Tosfos says 700 years ago, we try not to have that. We sell a percentage of the mother to a guy. But what if you have one? So, is there an Isra of Hatalas Mum? Because you can't give a carbon today. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi and Tosfos seem to say it's only an Isra Derabanan. To be multiple B'kachim Bezman HaZeh. The Rambam says, you know, has some type of chiluk. The Rambam says in Isurim Mizbeach, in Aleph Zion, the Rambam says, "Eino loke el bezman shebeis mikdash kayim." Aval bezman hazeh v'ishavah belosa say eino loke. Interesting chiluk. There's no malchus, but still in Isadar Raisa. Okay, let's continue. There's more there, but we'll continue. Rabbi Bun Bar Chia, Boy Kumi, Rabbi Zeira, Al Daitech the Tamer, Rabbi Shimon Yodu, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Zeira. You say that Rabbi Shimon is mode to Rabbi Yeshua. Right, the last line. Rabbi Shimon is mode to Rabbi Yeshua. Bevahaditzaninon. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah Pesachim that we've been talking about? Mode Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Shesar v'zulatzma v'zulatzma. Remember, we learned that you have to burn the Vade Toma and the Vade Kasher separately. But one second, v'yisrof shtein ka'achas. If it's going to be destroyed anyway, the truma is going to have to be burned anyway because it's chametz. So why can't you just burn them all together? Burn them all together. Amarlei, why? Taman tahorehu dvar Torah. No. Over there in Pesachim, it's the morning of Pesach, and as it's getting later, there are isurei derabanan that start kicking in. The fourth hour, the fifth hour. You're going to say you could burn the chametz already then? The truma is perfect. The Rabbanan said you can't eat it. The Rabbanan said, until Chatzos, it's perfect, midaraisa. You're going to say you could burn that truma? Truma be'enehi, the truma is perfect. Atahu shegazar to l'sarfa. You rabbis say that you have to burn it. But the other cases, by the truma falling into the chulin, by the hatalas mum, that you're talking about in Issa Daraisa, because the animal's going to die, it's going to become an avela. So you can't compare the Mishnah in Pesachim, the limits that Rabbi Shimon has, because there it's still in the morning, it's still only in the world of Issa Derabanan. Says the Gemara, okay, but even if it's Issa Derabanan, mikal makom, lo nifsala behesach hadas, right? Doesn't it become puzzle because of hesach hadas, not focusing on it, right? The truma, you always have to focus on that it's going to become tame. So what is Issa Derabanan? Fine. Technically, there's no Issa Derais on it, but you're not going to focus on keeping it tame, keeping it tar, are you? You're going to have a hesach adas. And the Gemara in Pesachim talks about a hesach adas could really ruin the truma. So, lo kinam Rabbi Yochanan hesach adas dvar Torah, isn't hesach adas about truma, isn't that a daraisa problem? So per se, the Rabbanan said you can't use this truma midrabanan, because it's chametz. But isn't hesach adas a daraisa problem? And the Gemara there in Pesachim talks about, is the second that I have hesach adas, is that a psul haguf? Does that ruin it? What if a Navi would come and say it's tahar? That's a machlokas, whether hesach adas is what's known as psul tuma or psul aguf. But either way, says the Gemara, chavishniya krib meir Torah. The second case about barrel in our Mishnah, that's a din daraisa. Achizas dam krib shimin Torah. Those are all issues daraisa. So how could you compare that to our case? So amar lei. I'm sorry. So the question of the Gemara is that isn't it a hesach adas? Hesach adas is a problem, mi daraisa, just like those other two cases. Answer, Amar Lei, Shu Mishamra Shalotiga Bataras Acheras. No, even though you want to say it's a daraisa, but you still don't want your truma that now is ushered to eat, and it's maybe suffik tameh, you don't want it to touch your other truma that's not chametz. So you're going to be careful about it. Maybe you won't be careful that it doesn't become, you're not focusing on it to eat it anymore, but you don't want it to become tummy. You don't want it to make the other things tummy. So you're still guarding it. So it's not a full hesach adas. Last line. Hezer Rabbi Yisrael Breder of Chia, Beruba, Haga Atzmacha, Shehin Esunah Gabi Gechalim. And what happens when you take your Truma Temea or Safek, or Tuma Tahora, you put it on the coals, it starts burning. You still can't combine it? Now it's not just a possibility that it might get ruined, that maybe Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. Right? What if you put it on the coals and it starts burning? You still can't mix it? Amar lei, l'kishi itnana. Yeah, then you can. I'm not talking that Rabbi Shimon would have such limits, or Rabbi Meir would have such limits, in a case where you already started burning it. Once it's starting to be burned on the pyre, so then we don't have to worry about it becoming tameh, and therefore you can put it on the pyre in that case. Says the look in Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The limits in the Mishnah Psachim is only where you didn't put it on the coals yet. Once you put it on the coals, so then there is no problem and you don't have to be choshesh or careful about it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But we'll continue next time as we continue our march through this eighth perek. Three more daf here to perek Ha'isha Shehaisa. Okay, we'll stop here. Oh.